It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for November 21st of 2025. On last week's Left of Lansing, good friend of the show, Livingston County progressive activist Casey Helton, spoke about the uproar in Howell Township over a proposed data center in that area. Little is known as to exactly who's behind this push to place an energy and water-sucking data center in which the less-than-reliable utility DTE would provide the massive amounts of energy needed to power these data centers. Now, it's appearing the big company behind the push for that particular data center is the parent company, the Facebook and Instagram. Yes, Meta. And that's according to some good reporting from Ben Solis and John King in Michigan Advance. During our talk last week, Casey Helton told us of a big meeting where she expected many residents to show up for the next Township Board of Trustees meeting. That event happened this past Thursday, and 800 residents appeared, mostly in opposition to the data center. And because of that turnout, the Howell Township Board voted to pause any future AI data center development discussions for the next 6 months. However, according to that Michigan Advance story, members of the group called Stop the Data Centers Livingston County say that the moratorium as passed does not apply to the current developer and that a December 8th meeting of the Howell Township Board will decide that project. So, despite the massive outcry of opposition for the project, it appears the Howell Township Board isn't stopping the process of rezoning land for this Meta deal. Now, here was Casey Helton explaining she and her fellow residents' opposition to the center in part is because of everything being such a risky unknown when it comes to artificial intelligence and these data centers.
There's a lot of questions, the ethical issues around AI that are just completely under-examined right now. We have people with like AI psychosis and, you know, how is it going to affect our jobs? And then even there's the viability of the market. People are saying, very, very credible people are saying that it's a bubble.
It's
so
a
what
bubble.
Happens
right.
then with all right. this, you know, capital investment? Are right. we just going to get left holding the bag?
Yeah, well, whenever there's a sudden boom in the market, there's indeed a bust. And we know it's always the working class who gets left holding the bag. This rush for AI expansion is responsible for keeping this nation's economy treading water. Without it, the country would be in shambles. Well, I mean, economically, it is for the working class. And CNBC reports big tech like NVIDIA, Alphabet, and Broadcom are lifting the stock market to fresh highs and bolstering the GDP. Is that sustainable? This AI data center expansion is happening with very little input for local communities who are wondering, what the hell is happening here? This week, Bridge, Michigan reporter Kelly House talked about this data center expansion and how there are now 10 massive data center project proposals for the Lower Peninsula, and it's happening at lightning speed.
These companies are sort of fanning out everywhere they can and trying to be the first ones to scoop up the easy land and easy access to electricity. So it's moving really fast. And I think that is where one of many reasons why you see a lot of controversy around this, because communities feel like they're only beginning to wrap their heads around the existence of this technology and these facilities. And then next thing they know it, one is in their town and it's an inch away from approval.
Check out my full interview with Bridge, Michigan's Kelly House on this week's episode of Left of Lansing. Now, this will lead one to ask, if this is such a lucrative market, why is the state of Michigan granting massive tax breaks and subsidies to these big tech companies, companies owned by supporters of the Trump regime? Why did our governor, Big Gretch, celebrate a huge data center project in Saline Township in Washtenaw County, where the township tried to fight against it but did not have the resources for an elongated legal battle with OpenAI, Oracle, and Related Digital, who joined forces for this Stargate venture? It was going to happen whether or not the people there wanted it or not. And then there's DTE and Consumers Energy, who are all giddy to provide the electricity needed for these AI centers, which means they'll be pumping more fossil fuels into the air. Isn't that just awesome? The working class is getting tired of being shoved to the side and thrown in the back while government and corporate greed work hand in hand behind closed doors. Now, I'd say it would be smart politics for anyone in office or those running for office to oppose big tech on these data centers. It's not sustainable, and it's also telling the people, hey, we're going to give these big tech companies massive tax breaks and thereby take away your jobs. The people are fed up, as we saw in Howell Township this week and elsewhere in Michigan and elsewhere in the nation. Big tech is making billions and billions from this AI boom thanks to some government help, and that is why we must tax the rich. leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Lions and take the battle to them.